for the 14th episode of Home at Advantage Wrestling Podcast. I am Sam Heron, joined today from some island in Virginia. he's on a beach trip, Jude Swisher. Sorry, guys, we've been on a really long break with no content for you guys, except go check out our website, hmawrestling.com, and we've been pumping out articles on that website. So you got content coming from there. Just no podcast recently, but you're good. We got another one coming on the 4th of July. I hope you enjoy your Independence Day and enjoy this episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, as you said, Sam, I am on vacation. I'm at Chincoteague Island, Virginia. You know, if you're there, too, you can come check it out. We can go skimboard on the beach or whatever. But, yeah, happy 4th of July, Sam. It's Independence Day. It's the greatest day of the year. It's good to be an American. And, you know, since we're just so patriotic here, I'd like our listeners to just picture the American flag waving as we talk about wrestling. That's all you guys have to do. you know, thank you for your consideration. Sam, I'd like to remind our listeners to send us questions. We have a Twitter at HMA_pod. Our email is hmatadvantage@gmail.com. Our Instagram. Yes, guys, we have an Instagram. We post pictures behind the scenes, maybe. Pictures from Final X Rutgers are up there. That's cool. But it's at HMA_podcast. And like Sam said, we have a brand new website up. Everybody needs to go check out www.hmawrestling.com for some really great articles that are written by myself, Sam, and our buddy Dyson Gould. We got new articles going up every week. And all the photos on the website are taken by our sponsor, Tony Rotundo, from WrestlersOrWarriors.com. You guys just go look at, give us a whole bunch of love. Go look at all that stuff. But today on the show, we have a lot of news, a lot of drama, and then a whole bunch of questions. So let's hop right into it, Sam.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. So guys, it's drama. It's time for everybody's favorite segment. The Kyle Dake situation time, or the KDST, as you guys know, that's the segment we always do on HMA. But Sam, update us. What's going on?
Well, Kyle Dake, as we all know, he had to back out about the week of Final X Rutgers, where he was supposed to be wrestling off against Alex Derringer for the world team spot. He had to back out because of a knee injury that had been bothering him for a very long time, since I believe it was November, December that he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And everybody kind of knew it was coming, so when he asked for it to be postponed, it was kind of expected. But he waited really long. We all knew he got hurt in November, and so we knew he was hurt. And we kind of weren't happy with him for waiting until the week of Final X to say, hey, I'm not wrestling.
Right, because he knew that he wasn't going to wrestle.
Right, he knew full well, and he was just trying to get his opponent, Alex Derringer, to peak his body for this specific time. And then that time is dropped, and it means nothing for him to peak his body. And then we didn't know when he was going to wrestle. We didn't know. We heard it was going to be we heard rumors that it might be August 17th, but we weren't. There was no date yet, and it finally got announced that it was going to be August 17th. Well, the reason it got pushed back so far was because Kyle Dake got a doctor's note saying that he couldn't compete until August 17th. So USA Wrestling was like, no, that's a really long time. He's got to be doing that so that he can get an event in before then. He's got to be asking for the wrestle off so late so that he could possibly get an event in before he wrestles at Final X. And they wanted to prevent that, and they were trying to do what they could. And then it was announced that Kyle Dake was signing up to wrestle in Spain this weekend. And USA Wrestling was like, whoa, you said you weren't going to compete. And he wasn't going to be allowed to. And then he used lawyers. He was like, you can't stop me from competing. And then USA Wrestling had to vote on it. and it was 4-3 in favor of him being able to wrestle. It was Jamil Kelly, Jordan Burroughs, and I think it was Kenny Monday, maybe, voted for him to – oh, no, it was Coleman Scott. It was Jordan Burroughs, Jamil Kelly, and Coleman Scott who voted for
him to
not be able to wrestle.
Yeah, not wrestle.
And then there were four other people who – including Kerry McCoy, that's the only one I recognize, who said that he should be able to wrestle, and so Dake will be wrestling, and it's very controversial.
Right. So the entire controversy boils down to Dake said, "Hey, I can't wrestle until this, except I'm going to wrestle now." And Oklahoma State and USA is like, "Hey, this wasn't the dealio." But here's some initial thoughts. On the Dake side of things, like going pro Dake, this is just what he needs. You know, he needs a competition in before he wrestles Alex Deringer, because Alex Deringer's on fire, right?
Right.
He's killing everybody. So this is good for Kyle Dake. Like, this is what he needs. He needs to get feeling. And of course, everyone knows on Twitter, they're all like, "Oh, I'm getting killed by Kyle Dake."
Right.
So obviously, like, he's working back up. And if we can get him peaked and he's a world champion this year, then go USA. But on the ringer side of things, I really feel like it's not looking good. You know, every day Kyle like takes off, or I guess every day that passes, he's getting healthier and healthier and closer to like a peaked Kyle Dake, and a healthy Kyle Dake is a dangerous Kyle Dake.
For sure.
And I'd like to address something super duper quick. So I've been seeing on Twitter a couple places that people are like, "Oh, this is kind of like what Russia does. They're like giving him preference, or maybe so, because you know, like Russia has known to be like letting guys forego the system, right?"
Well, I feel like they do it less so than other countries. I think Russia is kind of a bad example.
But it is an example. It's all I got. But you know what I mean. Like they're letting. Right. Exactly. That's what I was thinking of. So giving people a pass through the trial system, and letting them win, or I guess get their hand raised. And I've seen people likening to this, but this is different because, in that case, it's the government, or the Russia wrestling, or the equivalent of USA wrestling, giving these people a pass. In this case, it's Kyle Dake's camp gaming the system. So it's less of a, you could say, state-sponsored or something like that. It's less of that and more of a private club taking advantage of the system that we have in place. Sam, what are your thoughts on this situation?
I agree with you. I think USA Wrestling wanted to prevent this, and they did what they could. They just can't prevent. I mean, next year they might add a rule like you can push it back until whenever. Say the wrestle-off is June 17th. You can push it back to July 4th. And then after that, you can't be on the team. You've been hurt. Sorry, it happens. Just like, if you got hurt for the Super Bowl, they're not going to push it back for Tom Brady.
Right.
He's going to have to play or not play. So I feel like it's not fair to Deringer, and it's not fair to us that Kyle Dake is doing this. I understand why. He's trying to make sure his body is all good and ready to go, and that his competition, he feels good. He's just – all around, he's prepared for the event, and he's done the right things, like Alex Deringer has been doing, but he's gaming the system and doing it, in my opinion, illegally, and it's not cool. I don't know why he thinks that he could do this, because, I mean, FRL talked about this, and I was thinking the same thing. Like, he was supposed to be wrestling in 2013, it was 2013. He was supposed to be wrestling, or he was told, "Be ready. You could be wrestling," because Jordan Burroughs broke his ankle. And so he was getting ready to go. He was acting like, "I'm wrestling in this, world championships, and then Jordan Burroughs is like, I'm good, I can do it. And, I mean, whether it's fair, because that one was fair, Kyle Jake had to be really bumming and mad.
Right.
Because he had the chance right there. And for him to do something, I mean, Jordan Burroughs did it fairly. I mean, that's he had the rightful spot, and they were getting Kyle Jake ready as a backup because Jordan Burroughs might not be able to go, but he could. And it was totally fair. But now Kyle Jake is gaming the system to do almost the exact same thing to Alex Derringer, but totally on purpose and illegally.
Yeah. So, Sam, do you think Alex Derringer will – do you think he'll be enough? Do you think he has it? Can he overcome a peaked Kyle Dake? Because Alex Derringer looks really good right now. Do you think he has a shot?
Absolutely. Now, I'm still not going to pick him, and we talked about this on our Final X Rutgers preview show, that I gave all my reasons why I think Kyle Dake is better.
Yeah, we don't have to get into it.
Yeah, I feel the same way still, but I feel a little bit less happy to watch Kyle Dake win in this circumstance.
Right. And so I had picked Derringer. My main reason was that Derringer is too much for Kyle Dake to beat on his first tournament back, and he's like injured and all this stuff. But now that they keep pushing it back and that the wrestle-off is, you know, a month and a week away, I'm definitely starting to lean towards Kyle because he's gonna be ready. He has more time. You know. That so I think really that's the whole situation. That's the KDST, the Kyle Dake situation time segment. They talked about a whole bunch on FRL, and so we don't really want to repeat them. You know, have some good radio. But let's see, coming up, I believe it's July 11th through the 14th. Is that right, Sam? It. Yeah, the Yasar Dogu is happening. It's like the best tournament basically ever. We could probably go that far and say it's just the best tournament ever.
As of right now,
it's the best tournament in July.
Yeah, July definitely it rules that one. Well, Fargo.
Okay.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
Big news at 65 kilograms, 65 kilowatts. Yanni Diakmihalis and Zane Rutherford have both registered. Huh. Let's see. Sam, what are your initial thoughts?
Well, I have to go back to Marable Burroughs. When this happened, Burroughs had already made his world team, and Marable signed up and beat him in Turkey in the finals. Two guys from America make the finals, and Jordan Burroughs had his first ever international loss. And that just is where my mind immediately goes. And guess what? Did that matter? No, not really. Jordan Burroughs just made his ninth world team, and it's fine. So, I don't think this will have any bearing other than the entertainment level. This doesn't mean anything for USA. Well,
it's going to be
USA for USA's sake. I want it to be Zane Rutherford wins and Yanni takes second.
Yes.
Just because Zane is our world team member right now, and we need him to get those seeding points.
Do you think they'll split it up? Do you think they'll be on the same side of the bracket?
If I know UWW. That's a first-round matchup right there.
Nice! My favorite.
No, not my favorite. I want I want one guy on Bajrang's side and the other on the other side so that we get to see both of them wrestle Bajrang, hopefully.
Nice. That'll be dope.
That's what I want.
That'd be very cool.
But that bracket is not just those two.
No, it's 65 is very tough. Sam, do you have a list of competitors for 65?
Yeah, there's some really good guys in that weight. And obviously you've got Zane Yanni and Bajrang are the top guys. But you know what's funny is the top guys, the only ranked guys in this weight are Zane and Yanni. Those are the two ranked guys from USA. And then the other two are Bajrang and his teammate from India. Gan Gagne. he moved up from 61 kilos. He was ranked number 17. So it's kind of weird that it's two Indians and two Americans are the only red guys. But the Azeri, Rahimzadeh, is very, very good. He is on the verge of being ranked right now, and I feel like he could really be good in the bracket. Right. So it's going to be a great test for Zane Yanni. But especially Zane, because we haven't seen him wrestle internationally since March, where he lost to Rashidov at the Dan Kolov. And so I'm excited to see it. But, I mean, more so, Zane Yanni, I mean, we're so excited to see that at the U.S. Open and at Final X. And we get to see it again. Oh, yeah, count me in. I'm super excited for that one.
It's like the greatest matchup of all time. It's so exciting. It's awesome. Like, I just have so many questions. Like, will Zane stay on the offense and keep up these high percentage, low leg attacks? Will Yanni be able to defend and get to some attacks of his own? And you know what? Hopefully it'll all go down at like 3:30 in the morning when I'm just like dead asleep. And I'll just like, I'll miss it.
Well, it starts at 4 a.m. Eastern, so.
Oh, you know what? Hey, maybe I'll be able to make it if I wake up super early.
Yeah, maybe.
let's move on and keep on going with these Dogu thoughts. Toughest weight by far, 74 kilograms. Flo's been talking about it a whole bunch. Now we're going to talk about it a whole bunch. Sam, go. 74 kilograms. What you got?
All right, this is my favorite weight by far. And one of the biggest storylines to it is Asgharov. He's unranked because he hasn't wrestled at 74.
What country is it? What country is he from?
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan, got it.
If you remember, Beat the Streets 2017, or it was 2018, he wrestled Jordan Oliver right before Burroughs wrestled Chamizo.
Yeah. All right. Okay, continue.
So he is an Olympic champ. He is really, really good. This weight is, in my opinion, it's about four deep. And I'd say it's Burroughs, Chamizo, Asgharov are the top guys. And then right below that, who I feel like would be the medal threat underneath, would be two Turkish guys, Demirtas and Gore, who are 12 and 10. So, really interesting. That weight, it's going to be great to watch. But technically speaking, I mean, we've seen Burroughs, Chamizo three times now. And I'm ready for four times.
Yeah.
Because they wrestled the Dan Kolov this year.
It's going to be, I'm calling, it's destined to happen. It's going to be match five. Hopefully in the finals, but you know what? It's UWW, could be match one. That's always exciting. You know, like David Taylor, Yazdani, first match last year. That was awesome.
Yeah, Burroughs and Chamizo wrestled in the Dogu finals last year, but that weight wasn't near as deep.
Right.
But I'm ready for Asgharov. I want to see him. He is huge. And you think for a guy that's come up from 61 kilos, you'd think he would be having trouble getting to weight and being big enough for the weight. But no, this guy is massive, and he'll be full size. But go ahead.
Has he ever wrestled Jordan or Chamizo?
He's wrestled Chamizo twice.
And what's the record there?
1-1.
1-1. All right. Hey, is Franklin Gomez going to be there?
No, he won't.
Bummer. I like Franklin.
Of course you do. You're Penn
State. Yeah, because he's at the NLWC. But yeah, so 74, looking real, real, real good.
Who you got?
Who I got taking the whole thing? JB, yeah. Duh. Go USA.
All right, you got Asgharov, Chamizo taking second? I mean, depending on the bracket, but who do you think is the second best guy in the weight?
I don't know. I've never seen Asgharov wrestle. So, you know what? I'll do research and I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, hey, I never asked you 65 who you got. I'll tell you after this.
No. It's Zane. What kind of question is that, Sam?
And do you think Yanni beats Bajrang again then?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Go USA, go NLWC.
Okay.
You don't even have to ask me anymore. You just go down the list. You say, Is the dude from NLWC? Check mark. Then he's gonna win. Is the dude from USA? Check mark. Then he's gonna win. All right. I'm a simple dude.
So funny.
Okay. Patrick Downey and Tyler Graff. Both individuals, both just made their first world team. This is going to be the indicator. This is going to be like, where are they at? And so as of Nomad's article on Flow, which was the Azar Dogu 2019 ranking series entries, go check it out, guys. They say that Graf will have just the number 11 guy, I believe. And then
yeah, that's the only ranked guy in the weight. He's from Turkey.
Yeah, and then Pat Downey has Faith Erdin, who is from Turkey. What country is he from? Turkey. He's world silver medalist, got teched by DT in the finals last year. And then Yazdani Hassan Charati, the Iranian, who David Taylor beat like 11-6 first round last year. You know, arguably the second best guy at that weight. So, you know, both of these are going to be like good tests. Both of them are going to be great indicators where you're at. It's good foreign competition. I'm really excited. Where do you, Sam, where do you think these guys are going to fall in these brackets?
Well, I definitely think that Tyler Graff has a great weight to kind of prove who he is. I don't think it's super deep. It doesn't have any of the top guys like Bonne Rodriguez or Rashidov, who has actually moved up. But
then he would never be there, actually.
Yeah, so the Russian, he's number one. The weight is a little bit watered down here, but so it's a great weekend to show kind of where he's at.
Right, and a confidence builder, like to get to the top of a podium, like it.
Right.
It'll be good. And if he can beat who?
The number 11 guy. I mean, we'll see if he wrestles him. To Paul from Turkey. It'll be really interesting to see just how he does. He never wrestles internationally. I think he has a great style. I mean, we talked about it on our show with Nomad about how his match with Cologne, who wrestles very much like a foreigner, how that will show how he wrestles at the World Championships and how he can do. And based on his style, I really think he'll match up well.
Nice. I'm excited. And then what about Pat Downey? You know, he's got world silver medalist and then he has Donnie in there.
Olympic champ.
Olympic champ, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen? You know, Yazdani, he really does like underhooks. And Pat Downey can really throw people. Do you think he can get an overhook toss in there? Do you think that'll happen?
Absolutely. I think it could happen. I don't know if I'll be picking it to happen, though.
Yeah, prepare to be debunked, Yazdani. Yeah, get debunked.
Downey's got a lot to do. Hey, you know who else is in his bracket?
Ew.
It is Bajrang's brother.
Huh. How good is he?
No, he's not ranked.
All right.
I don't know.
Well.
I don't think he's that good. But he is India's rep. But I don't want to say anything on Downey because I have no idea how much better he's gotten so far. If he wrestles like he has in the past, I mean, he hasn't proved that he can beat Yazdani and Erdin. But
right. I mean, hey, now he's getting the very best training in the country. He's wrestling with everybody. You know,
everybody's pouring into him.
Right. He's focused. He has a growing fan base. This is his time to shine. Go do it, Pat.
Oh, my gosh. You know who else is in his bracket?
Who, Sam?
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali? From Float Pakistan. Like a butterfly, sting like a bee?
Yeah.
Is he gonna punch Downey out? Is it gonna be a one-hit KO?
You don't want to fight Downey.
Yeah, he might get thrown out a window or something. All right, let's keep going. The last guy I want to talk about, I know this is kind of out of order, but let's finish with James Green.
I have one more guy.
Oh, who is it? Oh, for 86? Oh, yeah, Jaden. Well, okay, talk about Jaden. What do you got on Jaden?
All right. Last year, Jaden didn't place at the Dogu. And this year, he's coming back. And he didn't place at the Dogu and then comes back in October and wins the dang world championships. But this year, you know, he's gotten his bracket. Guy he's never beaten, he's 0-3 against, is Sharif Sharifov.
From Sharifov.
Who he has never got, he never wrestled him at the world championships because he lost. And Jaden Cox beat the guy who lost it.
That's how it works.
Jaden has still never beaten him, and he's 0-3 against him, so very interested to see how he can do.
When was the last time they wrestled? Was it at the Dogu?
This year it's some Mongolian tournament.
Oh. Okay. What was the score?
No idea.
All right, well,
I was just talking to some dude on Twitter, and he was telling me that.
Okay, well, we should probably find out those scores and do a little research.
Yeah, probably should.
Aside from, as you said, Sharifov?
Yeah.
Well, aside from Sharifov, who else is going to be there?
There's nobody really that good there.
Okay.
There's a lot of Turkish wrestlers.
So are we looking at this might be like a first-round matchup type thing? Cox-Sharifov?
No, it'll definitely be a finals, I think.
What, the UWW wouldn't put them first round?
No, the reason I say first round is because they're two Americans.
Oh, well, they like putting guys together real close together. They like doing that.
They're getting a lot better at it, though, now that they've got rankings points and seeding points and everything.
Yeah. It's a good time to be a wrestler.
Right. One more guy.
One more guy.
Sorry.
I really want
to do this.
Jeez. You should put it on the dock then, Sam. All right, keep going. Who do you got? No, it's fine. Go.
Kyle Snyder's got Alvarov, who beat him here last year.
Was
it here?
No, yeah, was it here? I thought it was more recent than that.
Well, he's lost to Magomedov at the Origin, but I feel like he lost to Alvarov. And I got really worried. I was like, man, this is not good. But I think he can avenge that loss to him. He's looking so much better, especially with a gut wrench. Very interested to see that. And I'm going to do one more, Jude.
Sam.
Nick Wisdowski has Taha Akkol in his bracket. I think he can do it. I think he can win. All right, your turn.
Nothing. I just wanted to say James Green has a heck of a bracket with the number 15, the 10, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 6, and the 5. All there in his bracket. That's ridiculous. That's a lot of rankings. So, for example, like the Jordan Burroughs had only, what, 3 guys ranked in his weight? Graf has like number 11. But James has 5 other ranked opponents. That's ridiculous.
And 3 ahead of him.
3 ahead of him. So, let's see. James Green's looking real good. He's talking about shutting guys away. He's talking about getting tech falls and scoring points and not letting guys come back on him. This is his chance. Right. This is his chance. I believe in the Green machine and that he's going to go out there and blow through all these guys. I think it's, you know, I'm thinking that this might be his last year to make a world team. But I think he's going to go out with a bang. So that's really my take on James Green.
I sure hope we can. I really wish Russia came to this. My gosh, I want to see him wrestle Gassy so bad.
Oh, it'd be awesome. All right. Okay. Guys, it is break time. We've had some great discussion about all that news, you know, with Kyle Dake and Yanni Zane and the Dogu. It's all coming up. Now we're going to go and answer your questions. But first, the break. This episode of Home Mat Advantage is sponsored by WrestlersAreWarrior.com. If you're looking for a visual accompaniment to our podcast, be sure to check out the awesome photos at WrestlersAreWarrior.com. Tony Rotundo is an amazing friend of ours, and his photos are great. Go see for yourself at WrestlersAreWarrior.com. That's WrestlersAreWarrior.com. And we are back from our break. And let's get into some questions from our Twitter and Instagram. I did Instagram questions because, you know, come around, we're one day away from recording, and we look at our Twitter, and we have like 2 questions. First of all, lame. You guys are better than that. Second of all, hey, go Instagram. They delivered. I got a whole bunch of questions. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, let's start with Twitter. Seth Duckworth, he asked Sam, So directly to Sam. So that means I'm not allowed to answer this. Thanks, Seth. He says, Sam, you're from Tennessee, right? What does having a big wrestling event in a non-traditional wrestling region do for the sport in that area? Example, what are the pros and cons of having Dake Derringer in Austin versus Oklahoma, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Jersey, etc.? Sam, go.
All right. So, yes, I am from Tennessee, and I'm from the side of Tennessee that is close to Austin. But I would like to point out that I'm actually 9 hours away from there.
Yeah, so that really not close to yeah. Austin.
But I understand, like, the region of non-wrestling, like Austin and Tennessee are not big wrestling areas. So to answer that question, yeah, I think it would be great. I think it is going to be great to have Dake Derringer in Austin. I think one of the big deals obviously is Flo's in Austin, and so they wanted to have that close to home. And I don't know of any events that they can just do in Austin like that. And I think this is a really good one because they're not really trying for a big crowd. But they're just trying to get this matchup in the most media accepting way possible.
Right.
And I think Austin is a great place for that. Another yeah. thing that I think Austin is great for is pulling in non-traditional wrestling fans. So Austin is a big population of people who, in my opinion, are open to trying new things. And I feel like if they advertise that throughout the city and stuff, they'll have a lot of people who are just, live in Austin and they want to go see this thing called wrestling. And if we put on a good show for them, I think that would be a big pro, but right. obviously, a con to that and a pro to having it in Nebraska or, New Jersey, like we did this year, is, I mean, we get a lot of the people, like Jude and I were able to go to Rutgers.
That was the best.
And just traditional wrestling fans are able to travel to these things and be able to see the show that Flo can put on. So I think there's obviously pros and cons to both, but I love to kind of spread it out a little bit. I'm hoping we can get Final X a little bit closer to Memphis sometime. That'll be really cool.
Right. So, I mean, my opinion is, yeah, grow the sport. Go for it. And if anybody wants to buy me a ticket to Austin, DM me. All right. Next question from Alex Marinelli's knee brace. Wait, here's something I'm wondering about. How is the knee brace able to type? How does it?
Hey, man.
Doesn't have fingers.
Those knee braces in Iowa are special.
Oh, okay.
See what happens with Marinelli and Spencer Lee. They can right. do some stuff.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yes, Dyson Gould. He can tell you.
I'm sorry for doubting. Sorry for doubting. All right. He asked, what is more likely for Iowa? This is the college. 4 All-Americans or 6 All-Americans? Sam, what's more likely for Iowa? 4 or 6?
Well, I'll give you a lineup possibility, and you tell me if they're gonna be an All-American or not. All right. You ready? Okay. Spencer Lee.
All-American.
1. All right. DeSanto.
All-American.
Teasdale Murin.
Yeah, All-American. I'll give it.
Okay. Lugo Murin.
Maybe.
Okay, I'll put that on the maybe. All right, Caleb Young.
Maybe. Actually, wait, is that 49?
That's 57. That weight 57. Has opened up a lot.
Okay, and then I'll give him. I'll give him, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Marinelli and his
yes
knee.
Yes okay.
Michael Kemmer
yes wait 74 yeah he can do
yeah
it.
We'll say Cash Wilkie. He hasn't graduated, has he?
No, I don't think Bitcoin's okay. graduated. I don't know yet.
No, it's still Cash Wilkie. And then after that, do you say no or yes to that one?
Did he place this year?
Did he? I don't know.
Okay, we'll say I don't know.
Okay, we'll say no to that one. I don't think he can. I think 84 is getting tougher too.
Yeah.
Warner?
He has potential, but I don't know if he has it all together yet.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
So yes or no?
I will say no.
Okay. Cassiope.
Heavyweight. Yeah, I will say yeah. Low, but yes.
Okay.
All right. So there's your answer. That's seven. We beat it. All right.
So,
what do you say? Come on, guys. I'm not all Penn State all the time. Like, I just picked seven All-Americans. All right? All right, let's see. Oh, another Iowa question. Wrestler Never Dies as a Cat Fan asks, prediction for Iowa's lower weight lineup. And the answer is, go read Dyson Gould's article on HMAWrestling.com, and it should answer all your questions. It's actually not up right now. Yeah, it'll be up in a couple days. But when it's up, you know what? We'll post it on the Twitter. You can go give it a read.
And we just gave you one. So I said it would be Spencer, DeSanto, Teasdale Murin possibility. I don't know.
All right.
We'll see.
Oh, speaking of Dyson Gould, he asks us, what are your guys' thoughts about Kyle Dake in a tournament before the wrestle off with Derringer? Dyson, we already talked about Kyle Dake, all right? Just, like, get with the times, okay? Jeez. Come on, dude.
Hey, calm down.
Oh, no, listen, man. I'm not – this is good radio. We don't repeat ourselves. But I think on Kyle Dake's side, yes, very good. On Alex Derringer's side, no, very bad.
USA Wrestling side, very bad.
Yes, very bad. Kyle Dake's doctor, he asks us, do you like Kyle Dake's chances of winning Worlds again? And the truth is, Kyle Dake's doctor, if you're taking care of him, then he's in good hands. I like the odds. I like the odds. Sam, what do you think?
Yeah, I love his chances of winning Worlds again. If he can get by Derringer, I think he's made it, especially since Gadgey has just backed out. He hurt his knee, so I've got an inside cheer going for that. I'm not supposed to be happy for someone getting hurt, but I kind of am. I'm sorry.
Bully. So mean. But yeah, Kyle takes a freak of nature. He'll get it done. Okay, Dylan Colvald asks us, thoughts on Joey Fisher avenging his loss to get double gold and OW. Was this at Cadet Team Trials?
It was Pan Ams.
Pan Ams?
Yeah.
I didn't know about
this. He lost to a Canadian earlier.
Huh. Well, the answer is PA for the win. Go Pennsylvania. I like Joey Fisher a lot.
I'm very proud of that.
It means a whole lot to come from behind. And especially like getting double gold. That's two different styles. If you're like well-rounded in both styles, like you're going places. That's for sure.
For sure.
Okay. Let's see. Last Twitter question. Brandon Swisher. Hi, Dad. He asks us, what do you think of making a takedown worth 3 points in folk style? Any other scoring changes? Sam, I think I actually had a conversation with my dad about this. I think his standpoint is that it's way harder to get a takedown than it is to say, like, get an escape, right? Mm-hmm. Yet an escape is worth half as much as a takedown. Would you say it's half as hard to get an escape than to get a takedown against a good wrestler? No, it's probably easier to get an escape than a takedown. So what he thinks is that a takedown should be worth more because it's asserting dominance in a place where both wrestlers have an even ground. Which is acceptable. What do you think?
Well, Mr. Swisher, I'll agree with you. I think it should be worth 3 points, but only in college. I don't think they should change it in high school, and I don't think they should change it below that.
Do you think that the trickle down of maybe riding time or 4-point near fall points, do you think it'll trickle down to high school anytime soon?
No. It hasn't yet, and I don't see it happening. I don't like riding time because it kind of encourages for straight riding instead of turning. I think, and a lot of people think this, that in order for you to get your writing time point, you need to get at least one. You need to get at least a one swipe or maybe a two swipe. That I don't know which one I stand. I'd have to see it.
Okay, that's smart. That's smart.
Let me explain my 3-point takedown.
Here, can I do a Willy Snowplow super quick and talk very, very quickly about riding time point? I really like it because PA goes hard on top. We're very, very good on top. And so riding guys, especially in like a really big matches, like if you could ride a guy out an entire period and just grind his face into the ground, like it like this is where like it's not only like physically tiring, but it's mentally tiring. You stand up, you get slammed back down. Your arm is bending behind your back. The dude's riding you with an arm bar, double boots. Your body is just getting crushed into the ground. It sucks. It really sucks to be on bottom against a good top wrestler. It's demoralizing. It hurts. You know, it's not fun. So, you know, PA really goes hard on that side of wrestling. So, hey, I like riding time points, and I kind of wish that they would get driven down into high school.
Yeah, well, exactly what I just said. I like the riding time point, but I don't like straight riding. I think that's a stalling. I think that's a lot more for stalling that you just straight ride a guy. I like the fact that you have to turn them, and you have to, because the reason you're on top is to turn them. And so if all you're doing is riding them, that's just not giving away any points. Just like in neutral, if you don't give up a takedown. And I don't think you should be rewarded unless you're able to turn the guy.
So do you think that in neutral, if you are all you're doing is just working the head and moving the guy around a mat and just pushing and pulling him, do you think that's stalling?
No, I don't. But it shouldn't be rewarded with a point.
Okay, fair. Fair. Okay, here's one other thing to talk about. Step out point in folk style.
Yes, please.
Okay, I think I like step out point because it gives a lot less discretion to the referees. So, for example, at NHSCA's...
And get rid of edge stalling.
Yes! Oh my gosh, thank you. At NHSCA's, they were doing the thing that they... In college, when... where... If you get pushed out of bounds or you're playing the edge or something, they'll call you for stalling. You know, like, it could be, it's, like, obviously you want action, right? If someone keeps going out of bounds, then yes, call them for stalling. But if the wrestling keeps moving out of bounds because, like, let's say it's a flurry and it just keeps going out of bounds. No one should get punished for that. That's guys wrestling. A step out point does two things. The first thing is it encourages wrestling in the middle. Encourages being smart and not going out of bounds. The second thing it does, it makes it easier for the referees. Did the guy's foot go out? Yes or no? Yes? Okay, that's 1 point. That's it. And you know what? Maybe the wrestling area in which, like, you know, because right now in college, if you have a shoelace in, basically, your little toe, then you're still good. Or it's 2 feet. But
okay.
Maybe it shrinks the area of which, like, you can wrestle.
Yeah.
But it just makes it easier. It makes it easier on the refs. It makes it, like, very black and white. Don't go out. You will give up a point.
I can totally go along with that.
Okay. Okay. Great question, guys, from Twitter. Sam, you want to ask us these Instagram questions since I asked all the...
sure.
The Twitter questions. I have a bunch of answers for the Instagram ones because a lot of them are my guys. All right, go.
Coach Billy Dubler.
Dubler.
Dubler. All right. what are your thoughts on Kyle Dake? Should he be more transparent about his situation? Some fans may pull for Ringer now because of his tactics.
So, Coach Dubler, I think yes, definitely he should be more open. But as for like fans pulling to Ringer's side, like, I think that's good. You know, the majority of fans right now are on Kyle Dake's side and they're probably going to pull for him regardless of the controversy. because he's been the go-to guy for so long. More of the fan base, the more the fan base can split and ensure the bet, like, that people are rooting for both guys, like, that's better. You know, it makes it more interesting. And another thing is, like, Alex Deringer, you know, he's amazing, but he's always going to have fewer fans than Kyle Dake. Because Kyle Dake, he's just always been extremely relevant, you know, four national titles. He's the kid dynamite. He was relevant in high school, and then he blew up in college. Everyone knows who Kyle Dake is, and especially after what he did at Worlds last year, like, he's always just going to have more fans.
Maybe.
If Ringer wins, Deringer then yeah.
Won a Hodge Trophy, and he was a 3-time NCAA champ.
Right.
He was a big college star too.
Right. I'm not debating that Alex Deringer isn't talented. I'm not saying that he's a worse wrestler. I'm saying that most his of the fan base.
Right.
The fan base is smaller on Alex Deringer's side than it is on Kyle Dake's.
Right. It is, so, for sure.
I don't know what we can do about that. If Alex Deringer beats Kyle Dake and wins a gold medal, and then sure, he's definitely going to get a lot more fans. Right. I'm a fan of Alex Deringer. I think he's great.
His dump is so good.
Yeah, dumps are nasty. Dumps are just straight filthy moves. Like, in a good way. They're great.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one is from Luke Condi. What happens if Yanni texts or pins Zane as a yes or no go?
Nothing, right? Like, just people get really angry.
Yeah. Nothing. I mean, it opens people's eyes, and it opens Zane's, and it opens Yanni's, and all the coaches and the fans, and just kind of how much Yanni has improved since June 8th.
Right.
But it doesn't change anything in the fact of the protests going on or whatever else it may affect.
I think that if Yanni texts or pins Zane, then I think that Yanni's camp would push the protest harder.
Well, I mean, they're pushing it as hard as they can, and
right.
The fact that Yanni's better or not doesn't change the illegal challenge of Kale.
Right, right, right.
So I don't think I think it would be kind of silly for them to do that.
Okay, you think it'd be silly for them to push harder?
I mean, I feel like it's silly to say that. Obviously, they're pushing it
as hard as they can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Sorry.
You to go next question? You want me to ask it?
I got it. Sorry.
Okay.
Used to the other way around. It's from Harrison Schoen. Tell me if I'm pronouncing these wrong.
This is Schoen. Yeah, it's okay. Harrison. Big Harry.
All right. Who's going to win between Zane and Yanni? All right, Harry. It's going to be Yanni. Duh.
No, Harrison, it's Zane. Okay. Like, come on. Sorry, you live in State College, Harrison. You should only pick Zane. You what? I'm insulted that you would even ask that question. You know where I stand on this issue.
Hey, Yanni could win. Yanni could win. Maybe he's asking this to me because I think Yanni wins.
Okay. All right. Fine. Okay. You know what?
Yeah. Hey, Harrison.
Harrison. I'll ask you at practice, and you better say Zane. Okay. Okay. All right. Sam, read this last question, and I have a big answer for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right.
Owen Wolcott asks, what's your take on Dake beating around the bush? We can not answer that one because we've already talked about it. And what's your thoughts on the new NCAA and Tech should be worth 16 points, just saying, rules?
What? Oh, geez. I'm sorry. That got messed up. It's what's the thoughts on the new NCAA rules and Tech should be worth 16 points, just saying. All right. So First of all, that was two questions, not one, and plus a bonus statement. So, like, Owen's gaming the system here. Second,
he gets two. It's okay.
We already. Okay, you know what? I'm salty. First of all, because we already discussed Kyle Dake, Owen. Come on. Third, the NCAA rule stuff is fine. Like, it's good, with the exception of hands to the face. With the exception of hands to the face.
Anything.
Okay,
like,
no,
they didn't fix edge stalling. They didn't fix the video review thing
right.
or hands in the face.
So, okay, so
all
that's...
they did was like, hey, you can be comfortable while wrestling with your hair and clothes.
So what... No, what the point I'm making is, like, the stuff that they changed isn't bad. Like, the stuff that they didn't change... Like, the more
okay.
pressing matters
okay. yeah, 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 yeah.
is they didn't address that. But the stuff that they changed is... It's fine. It's fine. Nobody really cares. But the hands to the face, like, so I, for one, I share the exact same take that FRL had, which is, how the heck are refs going to prevent an illegal hold? How are they going to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. This is not an illegal hold. This is not a hold. This is a quick jab to the face.
Are they going to jump in between?
Through. Like, no.
I don't understand what's going to happen. Yeah. Ah. The ref, like,
that.
Just takes it, like, ah! But, you know, this is horrible because it's giving the refs more discretion. It's because the rule is, like, that a legal hold should be prevented rather than punished or something. I don't remember what it is. But it gives the refs more discretion. And that makes refereeing more inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
Inconsistent refereeing makes poor wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, like someone can never watch wrestling before, they can watch two different matches that are ref'd completely differently, like,
right.
it's silly. So the more black and white you can make the rules, like, obviously wrestling's the hardest sport in the world to referee because there's so many variables that go into any situation. Like, it's all just judgment. It's the ref, it's ref's decision, I guess you could say. Like, the more it should just be black and white. I'm sorry. But, oh, and lastly, Owen Wolcott cannot pin anybody. He can't do it. But he led the county in tech falls this year. So Owen, it's natural that you think that because you're special, that you deserve special treatment. All right. So, you know what? I'm just going to say it. New rule over everybody. Owen Wolcott gets 6-point tech falls. It's official. All right. I just submitted the review process. Everyone, it was unanimous. So, 6-point tech falls for Owen Wolcott.
Sure.
Okay. That was a little bit of a rant. And, I don't know why I feel so salty right now. I'm sorry, Sam. That was inappropriate of me for yelling at all these people who keep asking about Kyle Dake. But I think with that, Sam, it's been a blast. I think we're done with this episode.
Yeah, man, it was a great episode, 14 strong, and we're ready to keep going.
Right.
Keep sending us questions to our Twitter and on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, excited for our website. We just got that started. Go check it out again.
Yeah,
HMAwrestling.com.
So yeah, so Twitter, HMA_pod, email HMAdvantage@gmail.com, Instagram @HMA_podcast. The website looks awesome. Big shout out to Tony Rotundo for being our sponsors, WrestlersOrWarriors.com. You guys need to check that out. Thank you, Tony, for helping us out with the website. Thank you, Cliff Fretwell, for our brand new logo. It's all been updated. It's black and it's red and it's white, and it looks really good. And thank you to our listeners for sticking with us all this time. Sam, any closing thoughts?
Happy 4th of July. Enjoy your day. And, I'm out of here. See you guys.
Yeah, we will see you.